Orange in the Central West, 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman. Now, it's coming up this Sunday, the Telegraph Hotel in Molong, and some very, very big names in rugby league and music as well, to an extent. And joining me online, one of the gentlemen who is responsible for organising this event, it's Sid Barnes. Sid, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, sir.
Now, when I was told about this event, I thought, geez, that name sounds familiar. Sid Barnes. Did a bit of digging, bit of research. Tell me about your dad.
Well, mate, Sydney George Barnes was my father. He's synonymous with the game of cricket. He played in the 1948 Invincibles team, and of course, him and Arthur Morris opened the batting for Australia in that undefeated side, voted the team of the century of the 20th century. And Sydney George still holds test records with Don Bradman. I think their record is for the fifth wicket partnership of 405 runs. They scored 234 runs each against Walter Hammond's side in 1947.
Fantastic. What an amazing, amazing story. Yourself, you're a musician of great repute, playing with plenty in the industry, including the Doug Parkinson Band.
Well, Doug and I started together down in Collaroy on the northern beaches of Sydney, and I've worked as an act in both Las Vegas and in the Sydney and Australian club scene. So, yeah, I've done a bit of that as well. I've had a fairly diverse background, but sport was my claim to fame. Obviously, with Dad, I had fellas like Lou Hode and Gary Player and players of this ilk all living in our place, and it became a bit of a norm for me as a young bloke to grow up with these famous sportsmen.
You mentioned Lou Hode. I've got to let you know that he's a Central West boy, hails from the beautiful village of Lyndhurst, which is not too far from here.
No, I've heard about that. No, Lou, he finished up in Spain. He lived in Malaga over there. He had a tennis ranch, and we went to visit him. And, of course, when he was at his peak, he used to live at our place down at Narrabeen on the northern beaches.
Very good. Now, this Sunday, the Telegraph Hotel at Molong, you're bringing some sporting legends, and these blokes are legends, Brett Kenny and Eric Groth, and yourself will be there. Tell us what's happening.
Okay, well, look, this is something that I do fairly regularly. I do these tours throughout the countryside. We love it, actually. We find that the mix of sport and music is a great combination, and the luxury of having Brett Kenny with us, who's a great mate and a teammate, of course, of the Gurus, and I'd be surprised if he doesn't become a legend of the game or an immortal, quite frankly. But Eric Groth and the band, the Gurus, as they've called themselves, he's got two members in the band that actually played with the Screaming Jets. So at the end of the day, these guys are really good musos. They do covers from the 80s right up until now, and everyone will love the band. They are something special, and Brett Kenny is a very entertaining speaker.
Yeah, absolutely right. And you're going to be a bit of a one-on-one interview with the boys?
Yes, no, I'm the MC. I'm sort of compare MC, auctioneer. I got a few hats, but I'll be talking to Brett, and then we'll be doing a question time, and we invite all the lovely people of your area to come and talk to us and swap some tales and give us their views on things. But these boys have got their finger on the pulse as far as the game is played today.
Fantastic. Yeah, look, it's going to be a great afternoon. It's Sunday, 2 p.m. onwards. It's $10 to get in. There's a barbecue all day. And Les at the Telegraph Hotel is going to be your host. So everyone's welcome. And it's going to be out in the beer garden, which is a great space as well.
Yeah, great. Look, should be a great spot. We're really looking forward to it. And it's a 2 o'clock start. It'll be a Sunday afternoon that I can assure you everyone that comes along will not forget.
Sid Barnes is online with me. Go and join him this Sunday at the Telegraph Hotel in Molong. Good luck with it, mate. Thanks for your time.
My pleasure. Look forward to seeing you there. Thank you.